A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And first, I just want to send my best wishes out to my friends in Napa and Sonoma who are fighting the effects of the Kincaid fire that's unfortunately torched several wineries out that way, and the Anderson Valley in particular. Just beautiful countryside and beautiful winery, wonderful wineries, and I'm my heart's just broken that they're suffering from these fires. But moving on, today we're going to be tasting Malbec, which has such an interesting history. We're going to be drinking the 2015 Titus Napa Valley Malbec. And Malbec has interesting history. It comes from southwest of France in the village of Cahors. It was developed there by blending two rather esoteric local grapes, and it became quite successful. It's characterized by its leathery, deep, rich kind of fruit-forward notes. It has a kind of a short finish compared to Cabernet Sauvignon, but it's a great alternative to Cabernet or Syrah if you're looking for a big, rich wine. It's gotten to be a very popular blending grape up in Bordeaux, where it's mixed often with Merlot and Petit Verdot to make our famous Bordeaux wines. But in 1868, it was brought to South America and quickly found a home in Argentina in the Mendoza Valley. And now probably 75% of all of the Malbec in the world is grown in Mendoza, Argentina. And it seems to just really thrive there in the high altitude and the climate that Mendoza offers. Great values, a lot of wine for the money to be gotten with Malbecs from Argentina. But again, today we're trying a Napa Valley Malbec, the Titus the Titus Winery. Let's put a little to my nose here, and right away we get beautiful leathery notes, a cocoa, a little black pepper spice maybe, but definitely huge fruits all in the nose. I haven't even tasted it yet. By the way, the color is opaque. This is one very concentrated wine. The very thin halo around the edge of the wine when I tip my glass is magenta colored, down to a deep, deep, almost black purple in the main part of the glass. Sipping it, they get lots of black cherry, plums. I guess it goes back in the mouth, maybe a little more of that leathery, oaky, black peppery flavors. Good, not a big finish on this, but overall, just a nice, soft, tannic mouthfeel. Lots of fruit balanced by a mild acidity. Delicious wine. Easy to drink. Rich flavors. Again, a little cocoa, maybe a little more chocolate on the finish. I think Malbecs go really well with funky flavors, you know, the mushrooms, blue cheese, and of course the meat, you know, that is any Argentinian will tell you. So I envision this wine just to be perfect with a steak slathered with mushrooms and maybe a little dollop of blue cheese. The Titus 2015 Napa Valley Malbec.